Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. There are a lot of campaign events in our area this weekend for the Harris-Walz camp. Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff is in Philly this morning to attend a church service and deliver remarks there. First Lady Jill Biden will be making stops in her home turf, Montgomery County, and there will be events in the city later featuring speakers like Governor Shapiro, Mayor Parker, and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Saturday night, thousands of people turned out at Norristown High School to hear Michelle Obama and Alicia Keys campaign for Vice President Harris. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
The former First Lady spoke for a half an hour, painting the presidential election as more than a contest between two candidates, but a test of national character.
There is no way that we can tell our kids that anything is possible and then give them a leader who contradicts all of those lessons we've taught them. The idea that we would choose that path again, y'all, it absolutely breaks my heart.
Mrs. Obama was joined by pop star Alicia Keys, who urged the crowd not to sit on the sidelines.
If you don't vote for her or you don't vote at all, you're voting for the chaos and the hate.
So many people showed up, there was an overflow room in the school auditorium where Obama, Keys, and Governor Josh Shapiro spoke briefly, to the delight of Beth Miller, who came from Bucks County and waited in line for 4 hours.
Even if we're not in the main room, it's really exciting and invigorating to be here. And the people that are here are so proud and so excited. It's just an amazing, it's electric.
On the Republican side, Donald Trump will be in Lancaster County today, and his running mate, J.D. Vance, in Aston, Delaware County with Don Jr. Now, two stories about sports figures. Joel Embiid is said to have gotten into an altercation with an Inquirer columnist who had written an unflattering piece about his work ethic. Jason Kelce is on video, seen smashing the cell phone of a guy at the Penn State football game who called Kelce's brother a homophobic slur for dating Taylor Swift. Police in Philadelphia arrested a man accused of killing a woman and her adult daughter during a suspected home invasion in Willingboro last week. The update from KYW's Nigel Thompson.
Burlington County prosecutors announced the arrest of 37-year-old Junior Edwards of Lansdowne and accused him of being the person who shot and killed a mother and her adult daughter in their Willingboro home on October 30th. Officers from the Willingboro Police Department first arrived at the house on Harrington Circle just after 4 a.m. They discovered the bodies of 33-year-old Catherine Nunez and her mother, 54-year-old Marisol Nunez, in an upstairs bedroom. Both were declared dead at the scene from multiple gunshot wounds. Further investigation revealed entry was made through a smashed first-floor window, and a handgun believed to be used in the shootings was found outside the house. Investigators say Edwards shared an 8-year-old son with Catherine. The boy was home at the time of the shootings but was unharmed. Edwards was taken into custody by Philadelphia police on charges unrelated to the killings in Willingboro. He now faces two charges of first-degree murder, among others.
A Montgomery County man is charged with murdering his 34-year-old girlfriend with a hammer in their apartment over a bar in Perkiomen Township Friday. The county DA says 46-year-old William Carey is charged with murder and is being held without bail. Police say early Saturday morning they found Jessica Zipkin dead in the bedroom of one of several apartments over the Duck Inn on Gravel Pike. A bloody hammer was found next to her body. Police say surveillance video inside the building shows Carrie discarding several pieces of clothing and a pair of shoes. There have been reports over the past few months of ride-hailing drivers in our area assaulting passengers. KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson looks at the verification process for two big companies, Uber and Lyft.
Mervyn Dindler faces rape charges, accused of following a Villanova University student to her dorm room and attacking her after driving her home for Uber. A video was posted on the Instagram account Watch Out Philly of what seems to be a driver engaging in a lewd act during a ride. Both Uber and Lyft say they go through an extensive verification process at the federal, state, and county levels. Uber says it runs the initial adult background check and repeats that every year, and that they use a third-party company to alert them of new criminal offenses that may pop up. Lyft says it screens every driver for both criminal charges and driving infractions, and then continuously monitors those drivers through a third-party company. If someone is convicted of a crime, the company says it will disqualify the driver. But neither Lyft nor Uber would answer whether they monitor arrests. Both companies say they also frequently check the sex offender registry list in all 50 states. Much of the guidelines for both companies are guided by state law.
Saturday marked the Day of the Dead, a holiday that celebrates the lives of loved ones who are no longer with us. The city's Latin American community is hosting several events in South Philly this weekend, including a celebration and a procession through the Italian market. KYW's Sonny Morgan has more.
Philly's growing Mexican community in the Italian market has been celebrating El Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, for 12 years. And this year's event is the biggest so far, according to organizer Gerard Silva.
It's our 12th, and the market is bigger, the children's fair is bigger, the procession, oh my God, so many new sculptures, new everything.
Silva, who's on staff at the Fleischer Art Memorial on 7th and Catherine Streets, helps coordinate the Day of the Dead with a committee. They began the day with a children's art fair offering face painting, temporary tattoos, and more. The event also featured vendors in their La Calaca market, like Anna Ramos, who says she's been coming to this event for almost 10 years.
It is a reminder that our loved ones, even though they're no longer here, they are still very much attached to us. And so it's a way to honor them, to honor their legacy, and to continue that, especially as immigrants.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.